Dramatic pause. A dramatic pause says something without saying anything at all. Dramatic pause is a go-to for podcasters, presidents, and radio voiceovers. It makes you look really smart, even if you're not. Feet deserve a go-to like that. Like Hey Dude Shoes. Light, comfy, good to go to.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that any sister that's listening today, that she understands and reverences and treasures the revelations of the Holy Spirit and keeps them and understands that that they really are for her safekeeping and for keeping her on the straight and narrow path. Ask all these prayers you follow your son, Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit, that he's the one that's going to be protecting you and guiding you through this process, okay? And how you need to develop this relationship with him right now. We talked earlier in the previous podcast about a strong delusion that's going to be sent upon the whole world, okay? From the book of 2 Thessalonians, okay? And then and a good example of this is being is sports, okay? In terms of something right now that you could look to as an example. Another good example of this also, too, is film and television, okay? Once again, something that people really glorify, honor, follow, celebrities. But once again, you think about it. These are grown men playing make-believe, okay? Hopefully the same type of thing that when your kid is pretending, okay, in their bedroom, making up things and pretending that they're, you know, a fairy or a this or a that, and you prayerfully explain to them, no, you're not, honey, you're, a young man, you're, a young girl, and help them understand reality and discern between what's real and what's fake. You know what I mean? These are people who are just doing make-believe, okay? You've grown men wearing makeup, okay? It's really an odd thing when you look at it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. But once again, you see them on the cover of magazines. They're glorified as, you know, these handsome and beautiful women and, you know, and leaders and pillars. And again, people quote them and give them awards. And they are adults, okay? Adults. Playing make-believe. It's a strange thing. It's a very strange thing, okay? And so what you want, I'm going to go ahead and read this scripture, okay? This is 2 John chapter 1, starting at verse 7. It says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Okay? So this is the Apostle John. Okay? He's talking about something really important, which is the Antichrist. But once again, you have to be faithful in little. Don't think that you're going to do well in much if you're not faithful in little. That's not what the Bible says. Okay? The Bible says that if you are faithful in little, you will do faith. You'll be faithful in much. Because a lot of times we'll think, well, yeah, well, when that comes and when this comes, I'll be fine. You know what I mean? Because that's really important. No, you're wrong. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says you have to be faithful now in what's little, okay? These little revelations of the Spirit, okay? These things that you're seeing, okay, that don't have a lot of weight eternally necessarily, okay, but are important. You have to be faithful with those. And when you're faithful with those, then you will get more and more, okay? Don't be deceived, because a lot of Christians, they think that way. Oh, well, when this comes and this is really big, and when that comes and that's really big, I'm going to be fine. Okay, no, if you're not fine now, okay, if you're not okay today, if you're not cleaving to these revelations of the Spirit now, okay? If you're not walking with him today, you will not walk with him then, okay? Unless something happens and you really repent. But once again, you're going to have to do it in a small measure and then later, okay? That's what the Bible says. Don't lean on to your own understanding and don't lean on to worldly wisdom, okay? Lean on to the Word of God. You need to be faithful now in these little things, and then you'll be faithful then with larger things, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a really fruitful day, glorifying you and shining so bright. I ask all these praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal